You're listening to the Best of Talk Sports, powered by Lloyd's Electric Service. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Lloyd's Electric Service, Truly Hard Seltzer, MyBookie, Waste Connections of Tennessee, and Volunteer Vodka.
Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam, and intern Bryce. For the next 3 hours, we'll talk sports and other things powered by Lloyd's Electric. How are we today? Thumbs up around the room, Cody.
Oh, doing great, John. Good to be here. Good to be anywhere.
It's fantastic to be here. It's fantastic to be anywhere.
It's always good to be anywhere.
We are alive. It's better than being nowhere.
Ain't it good to be alive?
Yeah.
How are you today?
I'm okay.
Today. How are you today?
Today I'm fine.
The Bears.
You can't do that anymore.
The Bears. I can still do that.
No.
Yeah, I can.
You trade them in. Right when the going got tough, you trade them in. You can't do that anymore.
I downloaded the ESPN app on my phone.
Okay, why's that?
And I thought it might help with headlines and news and keeping up with scores and things like that. I feel like most everyone probably already had that. It's not like a new thing, the ESPN app, you know?
I'm a Yahoo guy. I don't know if I've said that before, but I'm a Yahoo.
You would be.
The Yahoo Sports app's good, man.
I never had it on my phone before, but now I've downloaded it, and I'm enjoying it. You know how you pick your favorites out?
Yeah.
I got so many favorites.
Yeah? So you've never had the ESPN app on your phone?
I've never actually downloaded it on my phone.
How do you check scores when you're out and about? You just open up your web browser and go to ESPN.com?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's kind of the same thing, because like, as soon as you go to Safari, ESPN's just right there.
Yeah.
You know, but
I don't feel like it's the same thing, but
I mean, it's just as easy. For me.
It's like 90% as easy, 85% as easy maybe.
So anyway, I got 15 favorites. I got all my favorites. Every team I want to keep up with now, I got them all.
You want to share who your favorites are?
Actually, 16 favorites now.
You want to share who your favorites are?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Now, these are just all the sports I'll get updates on.
Okay. So sports, not teams, or both?
Teams.
Okay.
I got all the major sports.
Okay.
Every league. At least NHL, MLB, NBA, NFL, baseball, college football, college basketball.
All right.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here's my NFL teams I'm going to keep up
with. We're ready.
Rams, Bears, Titans, Cowboys.
Okay. Why the Cowboys?
Mainly because of Rick. I just want to make sure I know what's going on at all times with the Cowboys.
Okay.
And it's America's team. I feel like I should just keep up.
Fair enough.
It's one of those teams you need to know about.
We talk about them a lot.
And the Titans.
Cowboys move the needle.
Titans mainly because of you and my other people I know that like the Titans.
Okay.
Okay. And then I got, in the NBA, I got the Lakers and the Clippers.
Got to keep your eye on your favorite team and your enemy.
Right. And then I've got the Dodgers, the Cardinals, I've got the Predators, and the LA Kings.
The LA Kings.
Then I've got the Tennessee Volunteers in football and college basketball, and I even got the Lady Vols on there.
Alabama football.
No, I don't. I got the Atlanta United soccer team. I told you that's my soccer team.
Okay.
And then also Liverpool and the LA Galaxy.
Okay.
I have three soccer teams for some reason.
It's okay.
As if I'm going to know any of those updates.
You will after you start reading about them.
Yeah.
This is how you become well-versed.
So these are my favorites.
Okay.
Can you think of anyone I should add? Maybe the Giants. I feel like we talk about the Giants a lot.
The New York football Giants?
Yeah. I don't know why we talk about them a lot, but we do.
No. You don't have to get like their team-specific news. We don't really cover them outside of like Daniel Jones and whether or not Saquon Barkley plays. That's pretty much all we talk about.
Yeah. You think I'll be able to keep up with all these teams at once?
I think you're going to regret putting all those teams on there at some point. You're going to find yourself scrolling past the LA Kings and the Atlanta United news, especially the LA Galaxy news.
Is there not a lot of news with the Galaxy?
No, I'd imagine there. I imagine there's news, but I just don't think you're going to stop and read it.
What's the difference in the Galaxy and the LA Football Club? Is the Galaxy an MLS team?
I think they both are.
There's two. I thought club teams were like their own thing.
No, there's a second MLS team in LA because I know they had the Battle of LA. Whenever Zlatan went out and punked that guy out and scored a hat trick. So, like, the difference I know is that the Galaxy have Zlatan. So, that's all I got for
you. So, should I unfollow the other one?
Probably.
Okay, I'm going to unfollow the LA Football Club. So, now I'm down to just the Galaxy, Atlanta United, and Liverpool.
Do you feel smarter already?
Why?
Just effort. Like a little placebo effect. Like now you're following these teams, you feel more connected. You feel smarter. No,
not at me really. Like
that's a stupid.
Not really, but
question.
I feel better about headlines.
Okay,
I got a lot.
We're gonna keep you guys up to date on the world of LA soccer.
I
hope that you still give us headlines that aren't just based around your teams. But
I mean, I'm getting headlines for all the major sports now too.
Okay.
It'll just add to the news cycle.
Does the ESPN app have a section just for headlines?
Yes.
Okay.
There's less chance of me missing anything now.
The Yahoo Sports app's pretty good. It's just got a thing called Stories, and then you can scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll, and it gives you a whole bunch of different stories.
Hmm. I don't like that one.
The top one is big-ass O.J. Howard making his first catch of the year last night, barehanding that foul ball. I feel like it's the first catch he's had all year.
Is that a story?
It was kind of cool. Like late in the game, too. It might have been like the eighth or ninth inning. It was definitely the eighth or ninth inning because I was watching, and that's the only part of the game I watched. So just see this big black man all of a sudden just grab this baseball, and you're like, whoa. It's a good snag. And you're like, oh, it's O.J. Howard. Checks out. Makes sense.
Yeah, I'm just going to stick with the worldwide leader.
NHL Rage Room. The Flyers are putting a new room to have their fans take out their anger and rage. I think that's kind of cool. You ever done a Rage Room? You ever seen a Rage Room? Have you ever seen those on TV? Or
no.
I like the concept of them. They put all this stuff in a room that you can go in there and break. You pay. You get 10. I don't know how long you get. 5, 10 minutes. I guess it depends on how much you pay. And you can take a sledgehammer, a baseball bat, stuff like that, and just beat the hell out of stuff.
Sounds like something you would like.
I feel like it's therapeutic, man. And I do feel like if at a sports venue, I don't know, maybe like you would only be raised after the game, and I'd imagine they don't let you go in after the game. But maybe if you have a bad first period, you go in, you just beat the hell out of some stuff. Might feel better for the second period.
Is that common in stadiums?
No, not so much in stadiums. I've heard of like places. I mean, I've heard of them just being like in cities. Like, I mean, you can go pay and let out your rage. Maybe some offices.
Have to pay, of course. Of course, you have to pay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a business. Yeah, I mean, they have to.
Oh, of course.
I mean, it's not free.
You're telling me people pay money to go in and just beat something with a sledgehammer?
Yeah.
Why not just get your own sledgehammer at home
and beat up your own stuff?
Beat the ground. Beat something.
Beat the ground?
Beat up a tire.
Because the ground. Beat up a tire. Have you ever tried to beat up a tire? You just bounce back and you'd hurt your shoulder and you'd probably end up hitting yourself.
I used to beat tires with sledgehammers all the time. That's a typical exercise. You never seen guys do that?
Did the tire explode?
No.
Well, that's the point. You need to see stuff explode. You need to feel like you're accomplishing something.
Why not just go to a gun range or something? Go to shoot a gun.
Yes, go to a gun range.
Shoot targets.
Are the gun ranges free?
I don't know why people have such a.
Are the gun ranges free?
Probably not.
Well,
your
whole issue with this thing was having to pay. So
it's silly to have to go. I mean,
you want to go to a gun range?
I want to break something. I'm going to go pay. Just break something at home.
Then you've broken something that you own, which you paid for.
I mean, do you really need to get that anger out? Like, Are people that angry during the day that they just have to beat on something?
I mean, I feel like it's a good stress reliever. I don't know. Some people bottle up stress and they just turn into ulcers and then they become like miserable people. Some people just hold all that stuff in until they have a heart attack. So I guess you don't have to let it out, but
some
it feels like
just
you need
that
to.
Much anger. I don't. I've never been so angry where I need to go to a room and pay to beat something with a sledgehammer. I don't understand that.
Okay. I feel like for some people it's a good release.
Seems like a dumb thing to exist. There's so many other things you could do.
Like what? What do you do when you get upset?
There's free things you can do. Go do some push-ups. Go do some push-ups. Do that.
Go do some push-ups.
I mean, go punch a wall.
Again, then you hurt your hand. Then you have a hole in the wall.
Well, maybe don't be so damn angry. Maybe get a dog, you know?
Kick it? Is that what you're advocating
for?
No, you don't hurt your dog.
You don't hurt your dog. You just let your dog relieve stress for you. Just pet him.
Some people do have service animals, and I'm sure you get mad when the service animals are out in public and on planes and stuff, too.
I don't get mad. I'm not the one with the anger problem.
Okay.
There's so many ways to release tension. I
think having a rage room is a fine idea. It's a fine outlet.
It seems really stupid to me.
Sometimes you just have one of those days when you don't want to wake up and everything sucks, and you don't really know why, but you want to rip somebody's head off.
You can always just end your life.
I would try the rage room first, see if that makes you feel better. I feel like that's a better step one, at least.
Just meditate.
What does that mean, just meditate?
I like to meditate sometimes.
What do you do when you just meditate?
You just sit there in quiet, or you could play, or sit in nature, just hear the natural sounds, and it's good to have a mantra. You know, you have a word. It's your word.
What's your word?
I can't tell you my word.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you what my word is, but it's called transcendental meditation.
Okay.
You just sit there and you relax. You open up your palms. You sit there in nature. I like to sit in the
grass.
What if
it's raining?
Well, then maybe you don't meditate that day.
Or
you
need to release your stress that day.
Maybe you meditate indoors that day.
Okay.
You know, open a window.
I thought it was all about like having nature and stuff.
For me,
what if you live in the city and if you open the window,
well, it's not necessarily a lot of roads. No, it's not necessarily about
noise and you can't really get in your quiet space.
It's not necessarily about nature. It's just about normal sounds, but not too much. You know, go to a park. Every city's got a park.
Sometimes it rains. Sometimes it gets cold.
Okay, well, those days, maybe you stay indoors, maybe just open a window.
Or a rage room, maybe.
Maybe open the window and you hear the sound of the rain coming down, which is always very peaceful. I think you
can agree
with
that. Especially people honking the horn and yelling outside.
Do we live in a bustling city?
I lived downtown. It was pretty loud. You always heard that damn interstate.
I mean, I feel like if we're in, like, Manhattan, sure, but I feel like it's pretty calm here.
Are we just worried about fixing the stress level of Knoxville or like the whole world? Because, I mean, like they got these rage rooms across the country, you know what I mean? Some of them are in big cities.
There's just so many other things you can do, you know?
Yeah, I just feel like we have a lot of options.
You can release your tension.
Are you mad because your ESPN app didn't have this headline? Like my headlines are better?
You can release it emotionally.
Apparently LaMelo Ball's Australian debut broke MBL viewership records.
There's no headline I've cared less about than that one you just gave me.
Which one, the rage room or the LaMelo Ball?
The ball.
Laugh now. He's going to be the number one pick in this upcoming draft. Then you're going to care.
No, I'm not.
Well, fair enough. All right, it's Wednesday. We'll play some overrated, underrated today. We will, I believe, have Travis McKinney come in and do some buy or sell. And like I said on Voluntary Action, last I heard from him, he said he's giving away 2 season tickets to basketball. If the Vols don't make a bowl game, so we'll try to get that hammered down today. It's Wednesday. We can do some fantasy talk. I already got some fantasy football questions rolling in. We'll get Cody's story of the day coming up next. Let's talk sports, powered by Lloyd's Electric. Talk Sports is powered by Lloyd's Electric. LloydsElectricService.com, your business our priority. You can contact them at 865-692-6700. Commercial, industrial, and residential. Lloyd's does it all. Cody, as we sit here on Wednesday, it's noon 19. What's the story of the day?
The Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah?
The Rays forcing a game five last night against the Astros. Got Glasnow versus Gerrit Cole on Thursday. I don't think many people thought they would be able to force a game five.
No, that was a, you know, we talked about it yesterday with the My Bookie read. I mean, the Astros were pretty big favorites.
Yeah.
Verlander on 3 days rest, he did not have his good stuff, and the Rays did what they do in Tropicana, which is hold their opponent to a low run output, and they were able to score just enough. They jumped on him early, and they had enough runs after the second inning to coast, had enough runs after the first inning to still win that game. The yeah. Astros did threaten a little bit in the ninth, but Blake Snell came out of the bullpen and got the two outs he needed. It's always interesting to see the starters come out of the bullpen. You never know how they're going to respond. Can they jump right in? Do they need their normal routine? How does it happen? How can they handle it? I think you're going to see that over these next two games too today with the Braves and the Dodgers. You know, Kershaw. They said Kershaw's ready to go a couple innings if he has to today. I'm sure the Braves will put Soroka out there if they need a big arm out of the bullpen. Blake Snell came in, got the save, shut the door. And the Astros are now on the brink of elimination. They were a heavy World Series favorite. And they are now facing Game 5 tomorrow. They still probably feel good about their chances having Gerrit Cole, who's been unbelievable all year. And in Game 1 was pretty much untouchable.
The Yankees, the only team to really cruise in these playoffs. So all the six other teams are all facing elimination
now. Yeah. So far, it's been a really exciting first round of the baseball playoffs. You know, even if you go back to the wild card, that first game with the Brewers and Nationals was really exciting. And, you know, both these series, all three of these series that's still going on, headed to Game 5.
I don't like Washington's motto. The Nationals' motto. Like,
what's their motto?
Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight? It's too long.
That's been their whole thing all season. Stay in the fight. Just stay in the fight. Don't get knocked out. I don't like that because now tonight they're going to be saying, all right, just stay in the fight. Just find a way. I'm nervous about tonight.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
You were very confident yesterday. Was that false bravado?
No, I mean, I can be confident and still be nervous.
Can you?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you can.
You can feel confident in your abilities, but also
what's the point of being nervous then?
Well, you can't really control the nerves. You can't control if you're nervous.
I feel like if you're prepared and you feel like, hey, we're ready to go, then the nerves go away.
No. You can still be nervous and be confident. Think about if you had to.
Can you? Can you be nervous and confident at the same time?
All right. I'll put it this way.
Okay.
Were you nervous in speech class when you had to give speeches? A lot of people are.
It depends. Depends what the topic was.
Were you?
If it was something I felt like, I got a pretty good grasp on this, but I got my note cards just in case. Yeah, I'd get a little nervous. But you know, my last speech class, you know, as a senior, you know, the last couple speeches we gave, if I remember correctly, we kind of got to pick our own topics. So I was like, got this on lock. I can talk about this for 5 minutes easily. So then, no, the nerves kind of went away
because
I was confident.
You probably got better at it,
and then I got confident.
Well. I'm thinking of it this way.
Do you get nervous when you come on the radio?
No.
Because we're confident.
I never did.
We've done this before. We know how to do it.
Well, confident. Yeah, but we've been doing it for a long time.
Well, I know, but again, confident, nerves, there's a relationship there.
There's a relationship, but I'm just thinking.
Intern Bryce today is going to do his first Preds report. I'd imagine he's pretty nervous. He's never done it before. But if he gets to, like, Preds report number 10, number 15, the nerves are probably going to go away as he gets more confident.
Okay.
Cam's got to do overrated, underrated today. This is the first time, at least in a while, that he's had to come up with the topics. He's already panicking. Confidence is low in him. Tomorrow, this or that, he'll be a nervous wreck. He's dreading that already. No confidence, big nerves.
Well, let's go back to speech class. Let's look at the first couple of speeches you gave that you were nervous because you didn't know a lot about the topic. But you could have still been confident if you had prepared well for them. You know what I mean?
Like, but I feel if I had prepared well, I wouldn't have been nervous.
No, I mean, you could. I'm saying you could be nervous just at the simple fact you got to give the speech. You could still work hard in preparation and be confident in what you've got going into it, and you could be confident and think, I've got a good speech here. But you get up there in front of the crowd, you can still be a little bit nervous. Do you think, like, rock and roll bands get nervous before they go on stage?
I would imagine not the good ones. Like, after they've already been doing it for a while.
Like performers,
I would say they know.
All right. Here's
I would
one.
Say they have all the confidence in the world. Like if someone's buying a bunch of tickets to come watch you, I would say that probably helps, right?
Here's one for you.
Okay.
Circus performers. Like the people up on the lines, the high wires.
Uh huh.
What are they called? Trapeze artists.
Is
that what they're called? Yeah. I imagine even if they're the best at it. They could still get nervous because they know the risk is high.
Because when I see those people, like, again, these aren't the professional trapeze artists, but when I see those videos of people doing those damn stunts up on top of buildings, they don't look nervous at all. They look like they have all the confidence in the world. You know what I'm talking about? When they're up there, like, riding their unicycle or, like, holding off the building, they don't look nervous at all. They look very confident. The base jumpers that are just running and jumping.
Well, yeah, because if they were nervous,
Hands would get sweaty and they'd fall.
They'd probably fall.
I don't think you can be confident and nervous.
I think you can be good at something while still being a little nervous, though. Like, I don't think you can just go into something with no confidence and be good at it. But I don't know. It almost feels like two different things to me.
Okay. I'm not trying to.
I'm trying to think of examples.
I'm just telling you how I view it. Like, if other people view it differently, that's okay. I just feel like preparation and knowing you have skill of something kind of removes all the nervousness.
Even deep down, you don't think, like, you still get a little nervous, maybe? Even if you're fully prepared. What about, what about, like, lion trainers?
No, I'd say they're...
Because they can't control the lion. No matter how good they are at their job, they can't...
I would say people that do all those dangerous jobs are, like, the worst examples you could use. Because I'd say they have nerves of steel at this point. Like, you know, I'm sure they were nervous when they first started, but, like, now they probably feel like they're invincible. I feel like these are the worst examples you could use.
Yeah, you can't be nervous around animals like that. That's how you get
injured. Trying to work through it.
Preview to Cam's Animal Facts. They can sense nervousness. They can sense nervousness, which, by the way, I don't know if you saw, we did have a winner announced in our fat bear contest.
Oh, yeah, I got it on the...
Was it 32 Chunk?
It was not. 32 Chunk went down. It wasn't even 747 either. He went down.
I got the whole thing for y'all.
You got the results?
Yeah.
It was Holly. Holly won.
Big Holly, huh?
Big Holly. She's a majestic beast.
Holly sounds like a big female bear.
Yeah, she
is. Holly's one of those names that's like, you know, it's a big like baloney. It's a baloney brand.
She took down seven. Holly is a baloney brand.
It's a baloney brand. I mean, you know, it's a big girl.
I've never heard of Holly Baloney. I mean, I believe you. I yield to your knowledge on the baloney.
I don't know though, because I used to have a principal named Holly, and she was pretty fit.
I don't think of Holly and think of big girls.
Except for this big bear.
Yeah, but she's a successful girl. She's a CrossFitter. She's just training. Like, that's what Bear Week's about, bro. They're teaching you these bears need to get fat.
She's not an athlete, though.
I bet she could track us down.
Well, yeah, I mean, but she's just a superior species. But, I mean, she's
superior in certain things.
Well, yeah, I mean, her brain's not as big, but she's, you know, she could kill us.
We could kill her.
Yeah, but not physically.
With a gun.
Right, but if you're just in a cage with her, she's, you know, odds are she's going to win.
Yeah, but if she tells me, hey, come fight me, and I train for it, I will kill her.
Would you be nervous?
Probably, because I'm not very experienced with, like, big guns like that, so I'd be a little nervous it was going to jam, or a little nervous I was going to do something wrong, and, you know, staring down face-to-face with a bear, who knows? You're betting a lot that you're going to hit and hit a kill shot, so yeah, I'd be nervous, but...
There's an equation with experience, confidence, and nerves.
435 Holly. She is the 2019 Fat Bear Week champion. She took down 775 Lefty. 775 Lefty took down 747 in the semifinals.
They got some funny quotes. Where are you finding this? About it.
This is a big deal. NPR. NPR.
Yeah, it's everywhere, man. Everybody loves Fat Bear Week.
Fat Bear Week.
They were like, it's so hard to get a good picture of her because she was always submarining because she didn't stop fishing.
That's how you win Fat Bear Week.
She was dedicated.
That is how you win Fat Bear Week. You just don't stop. You don't pose. No time to take selfies. No time to take Yui's. Just you keep fishing. You keep fishing. Now, I did find a picture of her, though. Have you not seen a picture of her?
Oh, yeah. I got a before and after.
Okay.
Oh, man. She put in the work, didn't she?
She's a big old girl.
Good God. Some of these bears are massive.
It's Fat Bear Week, bro.
Well, good for Holly. I'm proud of her.
Her stubby little legs really show off her rolls nicely. Right. It's Deanna Wilson who snapped the pictures. Let's hope that she doesn't go like last year's champ, because they still haven't found last year's champ. Hopefully, Holly can survive and be a repeat winner.
The crazy thing is they're still eating.
When do bears – oh, never mind. You'll tell me that in Animal Facts. Yeah, I won't step on it. You think she was nervous about going there and catch fish? No. She was very confident.
Oh, that's just her natural.
She was very confident. She was very good at it.
They get so thin. And then huge. Like the difference between.
Well, they sleep and don't eat for like 3 months.
Yeah. I mean, the size of the bears in the spring versus the size now is just.
That's how hibernation works. That's why we celebrate Fat Bear Week.
It's a huge difference.
You got to put the weight, you got to put the work in right now to survive.
I wish we did that.
Just like didn't come out of our house for 3 months?
Humans work that way. Just hibernate all winter and just come out in the spring.
I mean, we kind of do.
I mean, that way the weather's always good, you know? You just sleep through the winter.
People usually stay inside when it gets really cold.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part.
When it gets really cold here, I pretty much drive here just to do the show, and I drive right back home. And that's pretty much it.
It's hard to find a lot of activities to do in the winter.
That's brutal, man. When it starts getting darker, literally, like, people go into work when it's dark and then get off when it's dark, and there's just no sunlight. It's tough. Yeah.
That's why people get seasonal depression.
Mm-hmm.
They just get – the winter gets them down.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard the opposite is true, too. Some people have, like, summer depression, which has always been weird to me.
I don't know if I've ever heard anybody who's depressed in the summer. I mean, it's really hot. It bothers me, but –
which is a depressing thing in general.
It's a lot of sun and like a lot of vitamin.
Vitamin C.
Yeah. Is it vitamin C or D? I couldn't remember.
One of those comes in orange juice.
Yeah, I was thinking of Sunny D. It has a sun, so like I didn't know, like Sunny D, you know what I mean?
Vitamin D. Maybe it's vitamin D.
Yeah.
I've always heard vitamin C.
It might be both. I'm not a science guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Cam, take us to break. Lloyd's Electric Services is the region's most trusted service provider and a leader in mechanical and electrical service, industrial maintenance infrastructure, and commercial building services. Commercial building maintenance doesn't have to be pieced out to different companies. All of your facility maintenance needs can be handled by one trusted Knoxville company with a service record that speaks for itself. The LES Facility Service Division believes that facility maintenance should include it all. HVAC and refrigeration, Lloyd's deals with all top brands in HVAC, commercial and industrial units, chillers, and restaurant equipment. Telecommunication, Lloyd's is a trusted source for all fiber and hybrid coax installations. Let their team of highly qualified technicians upgrade and maintain your network. Their around-the-clock service repairs are available anytime, day or night, 365 days a year. Commercial, industrial, residential, Lloyd's does it all. Contact them at 865-692-6700 or online at lloydselectricservice.com. Lloyd's Electric Services, your business, our priority. Drive is broadcasting live today, Smoky Mountain Brewery. It's $6 Burger Day, and they'll have Cold Mountain Light and Cherokee Red on tap. They'll be out there live from 3 to 6, Smoky Mountain Brewery. Go by and see them.
Turkey Creek?
Correct.
That location.
Is there another Smoky Mountain Brewery location?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think there is.
Not that I know of.
I mean, like here. I think there might be one in... like Gatlinburg.
Yeah, maybe so.
I believe there is one in Gatlinburg, but
apparently, if your name is Cody, they give you a free lunch.
I think that was just like on that particular day.
Just one day.
Yeah.
They do a different name every day, don't they?
Yeah.
Or maybe once a week or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I missed it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I was going
to
do it, and then I ended up going somewhere else.
Understandable.
Good place, though, Smoky Mountain Brewery. They got pizzas there, too, that are good. I had one once.
Wow. Really?
Cool story, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a pizza?
Yeah.
At Smoky Mountain Brewery?
Surprising.
When?
Huh? Yeah.
When did you have that?
This was a couple years ago. So maybe, I don't even know if they still have them. So maybe I'm just false advertising. I don't know. It's a good place, though.
It's kind of crazy right now. Like, I know, like, this has been beaten to death, and I know everyone is talking about it and not talking about it, and now we're talking about how people aren't talking about it, and like, wow, we really want politics back in our ESPN coverage, apparently. But it is wild to think of that the biggest basketball player in the world is kind of stranded in China right now. Like, the Lakers are over there. LeBron James is there. And they're just kind of hanging around, and everyone anticipates that they're going to cancel this preseason game with the Nets. But they haven't canceled it yet, so the Lakers aren't leaving, because I imagine the Lakers don't want to look like they're disrespecting China by being the ones to leave and, like, no-show a game. But the Chinese officials are like, hey, no one can really go to this basketball game anymore. We're not putting it on TV. So, like, or putting it on Chinese TV. So, like, people are just kind of hanging around. Like, are they going to play in an empty gym? Are they going to cancel the game? But the Lakers and Nets don't want to leave first, because then it looks like they're disrespecting China, and this makes it even worse. It's just crazy to me. Like, it is the biggest basketball player in the world, and LeBron's still the biggest athlete, right, in at least America. I mean, I don't know if I'd call LeBron the biggest athlete in the world because of, you know, soccer, but
yeah,
he's still the biggest athlete in America. I don't even know if there's a close number two.
Not that I can think of.
And he's just kind of stranded in China, just right there like, oh, what are we doing?
I mean, Tiger. Maybe Tiger.
Still?
Probably not.
Yeah.
He would be the number two, I guess. I mean, who?
Maybe. Brady, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, come back.
Ron Acuna.
Who? Come back to America. That's what they need to do.
Just leave?
Come back to the States. This is what happened happens when greed sets in. You wanted to go over to China and get all those viewers, and now you're stuck in China, and the Chinese are mad at you, and who knows what's going to happen. They might put LeBron in Chinese jail. Just get back to the States as soon as you can. Let's just play basketball here, where basketball was, you know, invented.
I'm laughing just at the idea of how mad, like, Adam Silver and everyone is at Daryl Morey. Like, all this happened just because he wanted to get off a tweet. Like, it started because he tweeted that he stands with Hong Kong.
And China was not happy about it.
And they're just like, why would you send that tweet, Daryl Morey? Like, why do you think that, like, that tweet means anything?
Like, as all if of a he's sudden, making a difference.
Yeah, like, you supporting Hong Kong is not going to help anything.
Not even the Hong Kongians.
And now it has created just a firestorm of bad coverage and tense relationships as some of the biggest stars in the world are over in China right now trying to play a basketball game.
Just come back home, fellas, before you find yourself in jail. Just come on back home. Play basketball here. There's no need to go back to China. If the Chinese people want basketball, they can do it. They can have their own basketball.
Why does the
NBA have to go to China?
It's a big market, man. It's a lot of money to be made.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
if the greed didn't exist, we could just play it here.
Well, that's fine, but I mean, I don't know if – is that the take to have? Is like, hey, burn your bridges for your business because – still got a lot of stuff made in China, right? Like, I mean, this iPhone, do I have to give it back? Like,
I doubt the NBA is going to be the reason we...
I want to be able to keep this iPhone. Like, I kind of like it. I don't want to have to start, like, texting with green bubbles, but those phones are probably made in China, too. I don't know.
I doubt that the NBA...
Any idea where the Android is made? Is it made in America? It's probably made, like, in...
No, nothing's made in America. If you look at the political landscape, I doubt the NBA is going to be the reason things go south with China. You know what I mean?
It's brought it up this week, and like I said, it's crazy to me that we have a American. Well, I mean, she's living in America, yeah. I mean, but it was an Asian fan in Philadelphia get kicked out of the game. They had pro Hong Kong signs, two of them, and they kicked them out. They said, you got to go. Now, the Sixers put out a statement and said, look, after three separate warnings, we eventually escorted the two individuals out. Everyone was respectable, respectful, and we followed standard operating procedures. Following multiple complaints from guests and verbal confrontations with others in attendance, two individuals were warned by Wells Fargo Center staff about their continuing disruption of the fan experience. Ultimately, the decision was made by Wells Fargo Center personnel to remove the guests from the premises, which was accomplished without incident. Do we buy that? Like, I don't think the fans around them were complaining about their signs about free Hong Kong. I don't know if I'm buying that.
I'm sure they were.
You think so?
You don't think they were complaining about it?
You think
Philadelphia fans? I'm sure they were complaining about it.
Why do we think Philadelphia fans are pro-China? Like, what do we like?
No, I'm just saying these two people making a political statement at an NBA game.
They're just holding the sign up that says "Free Hong Kong"
in front of some guy that's just over there trying to munch on his bratwurst. You know, he's over there looking at that sign. Like, get that out of here! Of course they are.
I don't know why you're making that. I mean, like, I don't know if like Philadelphia screams that they stand with the Chinese government. Like, I don't know why we are making that assumption.
It's not China versus Hong Kong. It's the fact that there's two people there with signs at the basketball game that say, I stand with Hong Kong.
But it's a preseason game.
Yeah, but
like,
your average American.
It's not like it's crowded.
Your average American NBA fan, I'm sure they did complain about
that. So you're
that.
Buying what the Sixers are selling
yes,
here?
Yes, I'm buying that.
Because to me, it seems like a little cover-up.
Excuse me. We have a couple of folks over here with us. Signs in support of Hong Kong. We're just trying to watch the basketball game.
I don't think that went down.
I believe that. Can we not just put on a pair of Jordans anymore and just go out and play on one of those chain nets? Just get a group of friends together and go out and have ourselves a time. Maybe a half-court game. I never like full court games. I prefer half court games.
Yeah, no reason to have to run back on defense. It just turns into a snowbird layup contest.
I was usually good for like two half court games, and then let's just play a couple games of horse and get out of here.
Not even knockout, just horse. Like, let's just.
Oh, knockout. Is that like 21?
No, knockout's like gotcha. One guy shoots first.
I don't know if I ever played that one.
Person behind them shoots after.
Oh, yeah, I played that. We did that in gym class.
What did you call it?
No, it was knockout. Okay. I forgot about it.
Okay.
I forgot about it. But there was another game.
Gotcha.
21, you know, where it's just whoever gets the ball.
I'm familiar with 21, yeah.
Okay.
I understand the rules of the game. You don't have to explain it to me.
Okay. So, I mean, can we just get back to that?
Playing half-court basketball? Why?
I mean, not in the NBA. Just,
okay.
Let's bring these guys back to American soil, and let's just keep this here. Basketball's an American thing, just like baseball. Just like football. Can some things not just be here? Let them do whatever it is they do over there. We'll keep our stuff here.
It's usually not how businesses work, though. Usually they want to make as much money as possible.
Even if it goes against what they believe in?
They didn't have a problem with it until Daryl Morey let his Twitter fingers get to typing.
NBA's taking a lot of heat this week.
Then it all blew up on him. All because of Daryl Morey.
Have we gotten a statement from Steve Kerr yet?
Has
he researched the topic enough to figure out what he wants to say?
I mean, say whatever you want about it, but like I would imagine the NBA has told everyone, don't talk about this. You know what I mean? Like, I'd imagine the NBA has told everyone involved in the league, like, gag order. No commenting about this. Let's try to let this go away. So I'd imagine you're not going to get one from Steve Kerr. Right or wrong, hypocrisy or not, it's just, I'd imagine they're trying to let this blow over.
I kind of want to just hear Steve Kerr say what he believes in. If maybe Steve Kerr stands with Hong Kong. If he does, I want to hear him say it.
Okay. Do you stand with Hong Kong?
I tend to stand with human rights, yeah.
Have you read up on it? Are you well-versed in the topic?
I have no idea. Yeah. They want to be independent from China, right, basically?
I think so. I don't know.
I mean, I feel like I would side with Hong Kong here.
Uh-huh. It's pretty cool, and they were tearing down like the facial recognition towers. I liked that. That was cool.
I mean, China seems like it could really have a stronghold over you.
Did you see
like,
the one poor Chinese guy who posted that he's riding with his team no matter what and had his Rockets jersey on, and he held a lighter up to the Chinese flag, and they came and arrested
him. Is he in China?
They came and arrested him.
Oh, God. Yeah.
But he said, no matter what, I ride with my team and was going to burn the Chinese flag over it.
Wow.
So they arrested him.
Who was his team?
The Rockets.
The Rockets.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a true fan.
He went around his boys.
Does he pass your fan standards?
He can talk trash. He can talk trash.
He's willing to die for his team.
If James Harden ever wins an NBA championship, I will take all slander from that guy. He has earned it. He is with them through thick and thin. Sometimes the thin is not just losing games. Sometimes it is offending an entire country. Your country. If you love your team more than your country, well, you get to talk trash.
You have to be willing to be in prison for your team.
That's one of the check marks. That's one of the qualifications. Because he wasn't born in Houston. He wasn't born a Rockets fan. He's earned his stripes.
He's willing to go to prison for him, though.
We'll play some buy or sell of Travis McKinney of the McKinney team coming up next.
G'day, I'm Steve.
All right, what animals do we have on the docket today? I know we got bears. What else we got?
We got mako sharks and sugar gliders.
Ooh, okay. Let's start with the bears.
All right. So again, congrats to Holly 435 Holly on getting that win.
A true queen. We stand.
That'll be good for her survival rate this fall. For Holly to win that, we love to see it. But yeah, grizzly bears actually don't truly hibernate. They get into a pretty close to hibernation state, but they actually keep their body temperature high enough that if there's anything that spooks them or they need food last second, they easily can wake up, which is different from most hibernating animals, which will drop their body temperature to the surrounding environment.
Ah, okay.
But yeah, they do usually start hibernating in late November after they stock up on food, drink a ton of water. While they can already eat 2,000 calories and put on 3 pounds a day while they're building up for hibernation, as you could tell by Holly and them stocking up. But yeah, they hibernate for about 5 to 7 months, depending on basically the temperatures. If it's a warmer winter, they'll hibernate for less; colder winter, longer, that kind of thing. They kind of just play it by ear. They lose about 25 to 40% of their fat while they're hibernating. So a Holly will come out looking good in the spring. They dig their own dens. They make it pretty tight to their body size, to maximize heat storage.
Okay, I was gonna ask so they're most likely getting in caves or where do they?
They will get in kind of cave like things, but they also do to dig their own dens because they like it when it's a little tighter.
Like dig into the ground, when you say dig their own dens, just go out find somewhere in the woods and
for
find
example,
a
Yellowstone. They'll kind of go kind of to the sides of mountains and find little either make dens or find something that they can kind of fit in and is easily they like when the snow kind of covers the entrance because it insulates in there. So that's good for them. They like that. It's really interesting when they're hibernating because the females, basically they have fertilized eggs during the summer, but they hold off till hibernation and kind of judge and see if they got enough body fat calories in, then the embryos go ahead and start developing. But if not, they'll just go ahead and abort that,
self-abortion on the baby.
Basically. Basically, it helps the mother survive. If they don't have enough fat or anything and can't really support the kids, they're not going to have a baby.
It's not
going to
do anybody any good type of thing. Cubs, I guess, we've seen the Fat Bear Week. Mm-hmm. What about the younger cubs? Do they bulk up and get really fat too, or what do they do during hibernation time?
The cubs are sometimes born towards the end of hibernation. They'll give birth to them while they're still technically hibernating in that state.
So bears get big within a year, I guess? So within 8, 9 months?
They got at least, kind of bulk up enough to, get back to
At that point, how long does it – this might be something you don't know, but how long does it take a bear to, wean off of the mother? How long do they, hang out with each other? How long does the cub hang out with the mama bear? Because, you know, from hibernation, you know, spring back to hibernation again. It's like 8-9 months. Like, so they're dependent by then?
They're, like, well, I'm assuming it's similar to polar bears. Because I know polar bears, when they have their cubs with them, they will hibernate with cubs. Okay. And the mom will, like, suckle the cubs.
Okay.
And, like, so they don't get, you know, as big or anything. But, like, yeah, the mom does, like, have to eat enough to provide for herself and the cubs.
Okay.
So that's why, you know, the grizzly bears are so careful with when they're actually going to, like, give birth.
Yeah.
They have a really low gestation period, or, like, they don't give birth a lot.
I imagine we did this a lot, like, in the old frontier days, right? I imagine, like, eventually you're just like, hey, we don't need to get pregnant where we're giving birth in the winter type of thing, right?
Yeah,
you would think.
You know, smart for survival, but, yeah, the grizzly bears are pretty big. You know, they can get 5 feet tall at the shoulders, like 9.8 feet standing up on their hind legs. Can be super big, but yeah, they also mix with polar bears. If you've ever seen a pizzly or a growler bear, yeah, they have been known to interbreed with polar bears, and those bears
polar
are huge.
Bear. So what's hibernation season? So like
it's
basically
late November to about March, April, somewhere in there, kind of depending on the winter.
Growler bear. Good looking bear. All right, let's move on. We might only be able to have time to get the one. So
Mako sharks, fastest shark. They can been. You see a lot of conflicting stuff. It's usually between 40 to 60 miles per hour is what they're listed as being able to reach. But they are the fastest shark. They also have the largest brain to body ratio of any shark. So they're really intelligent. They've been known to be really quick learners. Like they've met researchers and like realized the researchers aren't going to hurt them. So they've allowed researchers to like touch them and feed them casually and stuff. Super smart sharks. They like to hunt swordfish, which are also super fast, so that's pretty crazy. You'll see a bunch of makos of, like, swordfish puncture wounds or, like, broken-off swordfish snouts in them sometimes, which is pretty cool. And they're actually one of the few warm-blooded sharks, which basically they can control their own temperature, which unlike most sharks are kind of like reptiles and amphibians. It, you know, kind of just adjust to what's around them. Makos can adjust their own body temperature, which kind of allows them to be so fast because it helps for like building muscle. They're also a fan favorite of like sports fishermen. They always catch and release, but they're super fun to catch because with their speed, they're super hard to catch. And if you get them on the line, they've been known to jump as far as like 30 feet out of the water up into the air just because that speed allows them to, you know, get that much momentum to jump out of there. So they're super fun to see that because they really fight. They're really aggressive, and it's just a tough time to catch. They're one of the hardest fish to catch. And they don't really attack humans as much because they're mainly out in the open ocean. The only time they really attack people is if you catch them, you know, sports fishing or something. They've been known to, like, attack the fishermen in the boats. Or even when they get re-released, they'll attack the boat again.
I don't know what it is with me, Cam. Fish, aquatic life. Wait, aquatic? Yeah.
Aquatic life, yeah. Don't do it
for
you.
I know if I should do like oceanic life. They don't do it for me.
Don't do it for you.
Really?
I don't like the things in the ocean. I mean, it doesn't interest me. Like the bears, I can listen to you talk about the bears and the zebras and stuff all day, but when you start talking about like the fish, the sharks, those type of things, like
I love those things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean I think I'm in the minority here because I mean they have a whole damn week every year for sharks, but like it never does it for me.
Well, sharks are kind of, I mean, sharks get old, but do you ever watch like the Blue Planet instead of Planet Earth?
Those are super cool.
Like the one about the fish and the deep ocean?
Nope.
Yeah, it's the ocean version of basically like Planet Earth.
Don't need that.
There's some cool stuff on there.
There's probably some really scary stuff too down there.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah,
yeah,
we don't
no
know
thanks.
Anything about the ocean. We know more about like the moon and
stuff
than we do the ocean.
Watching the cameras go down in the ocean just makes me feel claustrophobic, so I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm always just kind of, you know, I went snorkeling one time in like Mexico and that was okay.
That's cool.
It was all right. Yeah, it was cool. It was fun.
You wouldn't want to see, like, you're not interested in the things, like, deep down, though? I think, though, that's cool. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah,
it's kind of like space.
They're scary. They're too scary for me. Yeah, it is like space.
Who
and that's
knows
not
what's even down there?
Yeah,
it
is like space.
We discover new animals down there all the time.
It is like space, and that's not a good thing for me. I don't like it.
Did you know when a whale dies and the carcass falls to the bottom of the ocean, it's gone in 50 years completely? It's completely recycled.
One of the biggest
sources
of nutrients for the undersea life down there.
Yeah.
Keeps them going for a while.
So, like, if we just, like, made plastic heavier and it sunk to the bottom of the ocean, would it just, like, disintegrate and we could solve the problem?
They eat the carcass, basically. It's like animals down there either eating and living off it.
How do we know? I thought we didn't know what happened at the bottom of the ocean.
They can, certain parts is deep, not deep enough. It, like, okay. We can still put, like, a camera down there and they'll do, like, one of those slow motions where you, like, see everything
just feeds off of it.
Yeah,
even the
circle,
bones.
True circle of life.
Yeah. Even the bones. Oh, yeah. Within 50 years, every bit of the bones are gone.
And whales are huge.
Yeah, so. That's pretty cool.
I know whales have big penises.
Well, that stands to reason that they would.
You would hope so when they're that big, but
I guess weirder if they had small ones. I guess, huh?
How do you think whales have sex?
I'd say you could probably figure it out. Basically, when one whale loves the other whale, they
would that cause earthquakes?
They decide to swim together.
Do they tsunamis? Do they do it on the ocean floor? Are they going whale missionary?
All right, let's just that one's on me. I'll take the blame.
Shockwaves.
I'll take the blame for that one. My bad. Hour two in the books, hour three on deck.
My name is John Reed, and for years people made fun of me for not drinking beer. I tried to find some replacements, but they were all far too sugary and left me feeling bad. Lucky for me, I found Truly Hard Seltzer. It's refreshing with only 1 gram of sugar. You truly love to see it.
It's the dawn of a new game day, and Truly Hard Seltzer is subbing in for light beer. With 5% ABV, only 100 calories, and that's light and refreshing. Game day with Truly Hard Seltzer. Drink what you truly want. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, drink responsibly.
Back on the program, today would be the 52nd birthday of Latino Heat. R.I.P. Eddie Guerrero. Eddie Guerrero! Do you like Latino Heat?
Today he would be 52 if he wasn't dead.
Yeah, do you appreciate that?
I never...
You didn't like Latino Heat?
I don't know. He was fine, I guess.
Okay.
I liked him okay.
All right.
I didn't like Chavo.
Yeah, I didn't really like Chavo either.
And the woman, who was the woman that was always with them?
China? You didn't like China?
No, not China.
He was with China for a little bit.
Who, Chavo?
No, Eddie.
Oh, that was way back in the day, though.
Yeah. I mean, I guess his wife, was it Vicky? Vicky Guerrero?
Vicky Guerrero. Yeah. I didn't like her, and I didn't like Chavo. I liked Eddie okay, though, now that I think about it. I did like Eddie. He had the cars,
yeah,
the hydraulics.
He lies, he cheats, he steals. Great Hill.
Viva la raza, right?
Yeah.
I like how they just, he lies, he cheats, he steals.
Well, he said, I lie, I cheat, I steal.
They just, that character.
They just really played into some,
some stereotypes.
Yeah. I saw a thing yesterday. I guess it's the 5-year anniversary of Bleacher Report. They did a thing where they predicted the top 20 players in the NBA 5 years from now. That was in 2015. It's now 5 years from now. And seeing some of that list is kind of wild, right? And it kind of made me think of, well, on one hand, some of these guys did come to be stars. But on the other hand, it's like, man, we can't really project things. And I do think about this through the lens of, like, the Braves today. Of just, like, you feel like the Braves' window is just now starting, right? Like, it feels like the Braves just now have a championship window. Last year, they were ahead of schedule. You know, they weren't picked to do anything this year, but here they are. Game 5 today in Atlanta at home. New ballpark. I mean, I know it's been open for a year or two, but new ballpark. Chance to win your first playoff series in, what, 16, 17 years? And I know some Braves fans probably feel like there's not a lot of pressure that, hey, we'll be back next year. But when I look at a list that, like, you know, like the, like, Bleacher Report put out 5 years ago of trying to project the future, you kind of just look and say, man, some of this stuff doesn't work out. I think of, like, the Chicago Cubs. Like, they were ahead of schedule probably when they won the World Series. But if they hadn't won that World Series, you've seen what's happened to them the last 2 or 3 years, right? They have really fallen off.
Can't even get to the playoffs.
Kind of become just another team. Yeah, they haven't played a playoff series the last 2 years. They were eliminated last year in the wild card game. You look at them in their window, and they probably thought, oh, we'll be back. You look at, you know, it happens with other teams too.
What's a good NFL example?
I mean, depends on how the season goes, but last year's Bears team, probably.
Maybe the Chiefs.
Maybe the Chiefs. Now, I have more confidence in the Chiefs this year than I do the Bears this year, but the Bears kind of fall into that same umbrella. Like, got there early, and you're like, ah, this defense will be fine. They'll be back. This is the team of the NFC that's so young. Now you're looking, they might miss the playoffs this year.
The Chiefs are one of those teams, though, that just over the years, you would have thought somewhere they should have gotten to a Super Bowl.
I don't know. I never really felt that way about them. I mean, they had Alex Smith for a couple of years, and they were good, but you always knew, like, hey, they have Alex Smith. You know what I mean?
I mean, just to have not gotten to one, though, yeah, since.
I mean, the Patriots are standing in the way. I mean.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're right there with, like, the Lions and the Browns. I know they've been to one, but it was, like, was it the first one? I mean, or second? It was way back in the day.
But, I mean, the Chiefs haven't been great, though. I mean, you know, they've been good, but last year was the first year you thought of them as a real contender, at least that I have. Like I said, other years they had Alex Smith and they were good, but I don't think anyone ever thought they were going to go into Foxborough and win.
Yeah.
But they're in that similar situation now. Like, you know, you're like, yeah, the window's open. It'll be fine. But, you know, maybe they'll look back next year and be like, maybe they'll look back and say, oh, last year we probably should have tried to really win. You know, the Thunder obviously felt that way, right? The Thunder, whenever they get to the finals in 2000, was that 2000, what, 12? 2011, when they get 2012, when they get there to play the Heat, you're like, ah, they're here early. This is the team of the decade. No, that was it. They won one finals game and never got back. So I do think of that about the Braves today. Like, yeah, you're ahead of schedule, but you never know when this goes wrong. So I do feel like they're under a lot of pressure to win today. Do you care to hear Bleacher Report's top 20 players? 5 years ago, projecting to today.
From the NBA.
Does that interest you at all? No? Sure. Cam, does it interest you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Interested Cam? Okay. I mean, there's you know, Jaylen Brown, number 20. Not number 20, but I mean, at least he's a good young player. But then they got, like, Dragon Bender, who's out of the league.
Who?
Yeah.
Dragon Bender?
Dragon Bender.
Who is Dragon Bender?
He has a top 20 name in basketball, but he was, like, a top 10 pick with the Suns and never was a thing. Jahlil Okafor, number 18. That obviously hasn't become a thing. DeAndre Jordan, number 17, which seems crazy. Like, why did you ever think he'd be a top 20 player? You know, they got some right. Bradley Beal at 15. He's right around there. Karl-Anthony Towns, 13. He's probably around there. Klay Thompson, 12. Giannis at 11. So at least they had the foresight of, like, hey, Giannis is going to be a top-level player.
Where did they find Giannis? Like, what was he doing in 2015?
He was in the league or had just gotten drafted. I mean, he's been around. I want to say, when did Giannis get drafted? Was it 2000?
He's been in the league for 5 years?
Yeah. I want to say it might have even been the 2013 draft. Yeah, 2013 draft. So he's been around for a while. He was just really, really raw when he came over. Right? Like, he was just really, really raw. His first season was 13-14. He scored 6.8 points per game. So, like, he had to learn.
I had no idea he had been in the league that long.
They had him at 11, which, you know, they had the foresight to see that. James Harden at 10 probably deserves credit there. Paul George at 9. Steph Curry at 8. Blake Griffin at 7 seems pretty wistful for a guy who deserves, you know, who relies on athleticism a lot. Kyrie Irving, 6. Westbrook, 5. Durant, 4. DeMarcus Cousins, 3. Anthony Davis, 1. So not too bad, really. I mean, projected 5. I don't think it's too bad, but number 2, I mean, Andrew Wiggins, you really missed that one on that projection. So there are some big misses in that top 20.
Did they think, like, LeBron was just retired?
Gonna, like, retire?
Now,
yeah, like,
or?
I don't know. I guess they were, like, really anxious to kick LeBron out of the league. I mean, I still think LeBron's a top 20 player, right? I mean, we acknowledge he slipped some, but, like,
yeah, he'd still be a top 20.
He's still gonna be top 20, yeah. Who else did they really miss from that?
Drummond being 14, maybe.
Yeah. No Kawhi on there. No love for Kawhi. And that would be coming off of a Finals MVP.
I think Damian Lillard would be top 20.
You would think so. Especially, like I said, that's a year coming off of Kawhi winning a Finals MVP, too. He won the Finals MVP in 14. You'd think they would have really thought highly of him. So you see, when you start thinking about these projections, like, things don't always go the way they're supposed to or the way we think they're going to. The Preds kind of fall in that line a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good example.
Maybe they kind of feel like, hey, we had a championship window. We'll be fine. We'll keep improving. We'll be here. And now who knows? I don't know what the expectations are for them this season, but let's do it. All right, our first ever Preds report with intern Bryce as we kick off the 2019 season. All right, Bryce, how are we going to do this? He's going to play the music first. I'll hit you when it's your cue, and then it's time for you to go. All right, Cam, hit the music.
So last night, the Preds were hosting the San Jose Sharks, who have been off to a rough start. They've lost three straight coming into Nashville, and Nashville is coming off a win. During warm-ups, Patrick Marleau was traded back to San Jose. So he
Where did Patrick Marleau come from? Was he with the Preds?
He was on the Maple Leafs.
Okay, on the Maple Leafs.
They flew him to Nashville, and he was there during the game. So
did he get to play?
No, but he did dress.
Okay.
So he returned back to San Jose after two seasons. So Preds came out, and they dominated the Sharks, winning 5-2.
Hey. Good job by the Preds.
Hey, sounds like it went well.
It went well.
2-1 on the year. Captain Roman Josi scored two goals. He's up to 4 on the year. So that's going really well. And their newly acquired free agent, Matt Duchene, approved to 5 assists on the year, leading the NHL. So
5 assists in 3 games seems pretty good.
Yeah, so the Preds made some roster changes this year. So
yeah, it seems like a different Preds team. I mean, I know just P.K. Subban's gone. I feel like it feels like a little bit of a different era. Is the team the same? Are they still?
You know,
I was reading someone say they're a lot more crisp and fast paced this year. They've kind of gone more high octane offense type of thing.
They were paying Subban a lot of money for what they were getting out of him. So I think that was a good thing to get out. He's also known to be kind of not a good locker room player. So
I feel like that stuff kind of came out after he left. No one really talked about him being a bad locker room guy while he was there, but then they did kind of take some shots at him after he left.
Yeah, so it seems like just kind of team chemistry is a little bit better this year, and I think this year is going to be a good year. So they actually are playing Washington tomorrow at Bridgestone for their 5th home game in a row. Right. So
good job by Bryce on his first ever Preds report.
Thank you.
You nailed it. We see that nervousness start going down, the confidence start going up, Cody. The nervousness starts going down. Oh, they correlate for sure.
They correlate, but I don't know if they are, exactly. I don't know if they correlate exactly.
Well said. Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
You could win 500.
Overrated. Very overrated.
It's overrated.
Overrated, my friend.
Overrated. I'm going to tell you why. I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He got some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
You not get your intro ready or something, Cam?
Oh, yeah, y'all ready to play overrated and underrated.
Or underrated.
Sorry, I'm a little rusty. But
it'll take a little work. But
boom, we're ready.
Nervousness high, confidence low.
All right, first up, we have playoff baseball.
I feel like I'll say playoff baseball is underrated simply because I feel like everyone always says that hockey has the best playoffs. I kind of feel like baseball has the best playoffs. It's nerve-wracking. Every pitch seems like a big deal. Every base runner seems like a big deal. I understand the idea of overtime hockey. That's kind of intense, right? Where the series could end at any moment. But outside of that, it doesn't do it for me as much. Now, maybe it's because I don't keep up with hockey enough. I don't know. But I feel like hockey always gets the number one nod. Playoff baseball deserves that number one nod, so I'll say it's underrated.
I'm going underrated as well. Number one as in, what do you mean?
Just the best playoffs, the most nerve-wracking playoffs, the most exciting playoffs.
You're putting it above the NFL?
In terms of excitement?
In the NBA?
I mean, I like watching those both better, but I mean, in the NBA, look, I was thinking about this earlier, a couple days ago. The NBA, look, obviously I love the NBA, but it's still kind of the same thing of second half is really what truly matters. You know what I mean? Like, you can't really lose the game in the first half.
Yeah, baseball, you slip up in the second inning.
Right, and it's down a wrap. Yeah.
That's true.
Like, I love the NBA, and I still love watching it, but it does feel like it's still like, hey, make your run by the third quarter and then just try to get close by the fourth.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. It's going to be especially intense today and tomorrow because these are game fives.
Yeah.
You know.
Do or die.
It's do or die. It's win or go home. I got to go underrated for sure. I've been really enjoying it. I've enjoyed it a lot more than I've ever enjoyed any hockey playoffs. I can't keep up with the puck. I've decided that's my issue with hockey.
You struggle a little bit with keeping up with the puck, too.
I can't keep up with it. I don't know if it's my vision or if it's just it moves too fast. You know, baseball, you can sit there. You can enjoy it. You can think about strategically what are they doing, what's going to happen right here. You can learn. I'm enjoying the baseball playoffs.
Okay. Me too.
All right. Next
better
up,
watch.
We have vintage clothing.
Overrated, I guess. What do we mean by vintage clothing?
I'd say you could say like
things you've
like,
had for a long time.
Yeah, or I'd say you like if you go back and buy like the old school versions of stuff, that kind of thing. Like, you know, people, they always go back and buy, like, the old, like, 1998 Tennessee hoodies or something.
So it's like a shirt that I've had for more than 5 years?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that it? Like,
I don't think it needs to be at least 20 years old.
Are you talking about the vintage, like, it has to be the brand?
Like, the throwback Vols letters, you know, the Star Vols, that kind of stuff. As you've seen, like, Champions hoodies kind of make a comeback, stuff like that.
But if it's not real.
No, vintage is, I mean, what do you mean if it's not
well,
real?
They're like, redoing
well,
it,
Well, the
though.
Style is called vintage.
I feel like the actual shirt should be from the 90s if you're going to wear it.
Well, if you got one of those, too.
Should be made in the 90s.
So you have a problem with it if they revamp it and relaunch it?
I don't like the vintage style. I don't know. I'm not good with fashion. You've probably noticed I have red shirt, gray shirt. I mean, I don't know. I don't wear anything vintage, so I'll go overrated. I don't have a very good opinion on it, though. I mean, like if somebody bought me like one of those old school UT shirts, I mean, I'd probably wear it. So, hey, you answer. I don't know.
I go back and forth on it. I'll probably go slightly overrated. I feel like it has, you know, really had a resurgence because of you know, thrift shopping, that type of thing, kind of helped bring it back. I got to be honest, when it's 20 years, it's vintage, it's throwback, nostalgia, and all that. But when I see people rocking Tommy Hilfiger, I'm kind of just like, that's weird. When you break out the Tommy Hilfiger back out, I'm like, that's kind of weird. Although I do like, you know, like, is it considered vintage when the women brought back like the mom jeans? Because like that's kind of had a little place, I guess,
like
for a little bit.
Like the high-waisted jeans?
Yeah, is that considered vintage?
I don't
or is
like
that
those.
Just. You don't like those?
I think that was just something coming back in style.
So that's not really considered vintage? Maybe we don't know what vintage clothing is.
Is it just with the logos, the vintage logos, like in sports clothing?
When I think about it, I usually think of like the old like throwback sports like logos on like, you know, like crew neck sweatshirts.
But not necessarily the styles of the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like there's a reason it's outdated. Like there's a reason it changed.
What about JNCOs? Are those considered vintage? I don't know what the hell vintage means. I thought I did.
Like one of those coats that's like the orange coat with the blue and the...
Yeah.
It's got like the rifleman.
Yeah.
I got to go overrated.
I go slightly overrated, but maybe I don't know what the hell vintage is.
All right. Next up, T-Pain.
I messed up. The song Up Down is not new. Shout out to Neezy for fact-checking me. T-Pain is underrated. T-Pain is underrated. T-Pain... has some hits, man. He has some hits. Gets a bad rap. Everyone probably thinks he can't be successful without the auto-tune. I disagree. I think he could be successful without the auto-tune. Ah, man, he had some real bangers. Buy You a Drink. Still goes. His Hook and Got Money. Still good. Good Life. Still puts me in a good mood.
Thought that was Kanye.
I said The Hook and Good Life. Oh. Who do you think singing The Hook?
I don't know.
T-Pain. Apparently Kanye was really mean to T-Pain, too.
Kanye's mean to
Helps
everyone,
really put like the stock of T-Pain low, so I got to say he is underrated.
You know
Does he still make music? Can I really call somebody underrated if I don't even know if they still make music? Is T-Pain still putting out tracks? I know he's funny on Twitter. He's got a pretty good Twitter, but like, is he still putting out music?
He's put some stuff out recently. I haven't like actively looked to see, but T-Pain. I think so.
He's still putting out music? He's got a new song with G-Eazy. I don't know how I feel about that. Got a new album. Yeah, he had an album come out. I need to go through and listen to it. Came out in February, so I mean, it's not that new, but 2019. T-Pain, underrated.
I got to go underrated on T-Pain, too. I mean, he's the kind of guy you can respect. The age of 10, turned his bedroom into a studio with a keyboard, wow. Beat machine, four-track recorder. The guy's married since 2003, and he's got three kids. He's
a
good father, a husband. He's a respectable guy. And, you know, despite his song with Lonely Island, he hates being on boats. I don't care for boats all that much either. I like T-Pain. I think he's underrated.
Underrated. I'm
in love with a stripper.
Don't forget I'm sprung.
I find myself singing that. That is still one of those songs. Years later, just randomly, at least once a week, I find myself just like, I'm in love with a stripper.
Don't forget I'm sprung. Sprung was really good, too.
Yeah, I'm sprung as well.
What a great first album. Rapper turned singer.
Yeah. He was raised Muslim. Did you know that?
No.
T-Pain's real name, Fahim Rashid Najam.
Okay.
Yep.
Super underrated, Cody's T-Pain knowledge.
I don't know if this is the platform to say this, but I always get frustrated. And I don't know. There might be like one other person who even knows the same struggle that I've dealt with, but T-Pain song Studio Love. Great song. Sexy song. I can never find the version on these apps with Lil Wayne. Like, I like the remix they did where Lil Wayne had a verse, and I'm just like, can we have an app that gives us the actual, the unofficial versions
other
of songs?
Cuts?
Yeah, can I get like the remix every now and then?
That's
like,
a really good idea.
Should I be allowed to, like, can I not just find the remix, please? Like, I don't know how they would divvy up the money, because some of these are just like, hey, we did a freestyle to your beat. I understand that type of stuff, but like that, and I mean, Cry Me a River, I'm like, where can I hear the 50 Cent version of Cry Me a River with, you know, him and Justin Timberlake? I'm like, what, can I get that, please? Can an app do that, please? That was just
that's a good idea. You know what T-Pain stands for?
No.
Tallahassee Pain. A phrase he used to describe his childhood in Tallahassee, Florida.
It
sounds like he doesn't like Florida. Yet another good thing about T-Pain.
Probably just had a rough upbranging, maybe. Is that the way it may sound?
It seems that way.
I had a feeling the T was for Tallahassee, but I wasn't sure.
All right, next up, Pumpkins. As in, like, basically, like, in anything, or even Pumpkins in general.
Just Pumpkins in general? Pumpkins in general... Underrated. I feel like pumpkins are good. Do we use pumpkins outside of the fall? Like, are pumpkins around? Like,
no.
In the...
No.
I don't think so.
You've never seen a pumpkin in February.
I was wondering about that. Yeah.
I don't think
they
just grow them.
They
can't
they
grow
just
them?
Don't exist.
So like, we just don't use them ever?
You could probably get one out of like California
that
or something.
That reminds me. I need to tell Kendall I need some of that pumpkin bread. She makes the best pumpkin bread.
I had some last year.
Oh, yeah, you did. How good was that?
Very good.
I know.
Very good.
Now that it's pumpkin season, I need to go pick a couple pumpkins up. And one for carving. Do need to carve some, because now we got a porch and stuff I can put them on. You want to come over and carve pumpkins one day? No. Cam, you want to come over and carve pumpkins, baby?
Oh, yeah.
That's messy.
Carved a super
it's
cool,
disgusting.
Like, Spider-Man logo.
I bet you're good
year.
At carving pumpkins.
So gross.
You're not invited, then.
I already declined.
You can't decline something if you're not officially invited.
You invited me. I declined.
I took your temperature.
Because I said no, you're not invited.
No, I took your temperature on whether or not you wanted to, but apparently you don't, so you are not getting the official invitation. I reached out through back channels to see if you might be interested for the job. You were never offered the job. You did not turn it down. You never even interviewed for the job, bro.
If you would ask me to come do something fun, I'd love to come.
Carving pumpkins is fun. We can drink
and
carve pumpkins.
It's gross.
You can stab things.
Oh, yeah, just what I want to do. Grab my beer with a handful of mush and try to drink it. Oh, I got pumpkin seed.
We don't have to clear out the pumpkin. We don't have to do that.
You don't have to?
I got people who will clean out the pumpkin for us. I just want to cut the pumpkin.
Oh, so you don't do all the labor that goes with
it. Yeah, no, I just do the slicing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That would be more fun.
Yeah.
How do you get people to
I got people.
What? If you buy a whole pumpkin, you've got to clean it out.
I got interns. Bryce is going to clean out my pumpkins.
Bryce cleans out the pumpkins.
Yeah. Bryce is going to clean out the pumpkins. I'm going to invite Bryce over to carve pumpkins and drink. He doesn't get to drink or carve the pumpkins. He just cleans out the pumpkins.
I'll drink and watch you and Cam carve pumpkins.
No, no, you're not invited.
All right, good. Yeah. Pumpkins are, if we talk about pumpkins and food.
Like pumpkin spice.
I mean, I like pumpkins and food. I like pumpkin pie and pumpkin rolls and pumpkin bread and all that kind of stuff. But the pumpkin in general, you said pumpkins in general.
Yeah.
For those, I got to go overrated. Although I like throwing them and smashing them on the interstate. That's fun. You ever throw a pumpkin at an interstate sign?
I have not.
It is really fun whenever you get a pumpkin and then you can just throw it somewhere. Like after you're done with it, you get to launch it.
Yeah.
Like we did with that watermelon that they left in here and had bugs on.
Oh, who did that?
Who? It was fun though, wasn't it? Seeing the watermelon explode.
Theoretically. If we were the ones that threw it.
They brought in so many damn gnats. I had to.
But did anybody ask what happened to it?
Mm-mm. I feel like we're in the clear.
Nobody cared.
Nobody cared. Wow. All
right. That thing was gross.
They made a mess and somebody else had to clean it up. And they don't care who cleaned it up.
All right. Last one. That squirrel that's been all over campus recently.
I'm not going to take it out on the squirrel, but I'm really confused about where this came from. Like, what the hell? Is this guy just walking around with a squirrel?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that
he'll,
it?
He'll post up by the bars. He'll go to, like, the games, and he just has a squirrel.
That's it. Like, that's the gimmick? Is he's just squirrel guy now?
And he'll, like, dress up the squirrel and stuff. And, yeah, and, you know, girls like taking pictures with the squirrel.
Overrated? I don't know. Cam, as our animal expert, like, are squirrels smart?
Yeah, squirrels are relatively smart. They're not really domesticated animals, so it's kind of cool, but he's got it pretty tame.
Is he bothered by, like, loud noises? Because when I saw the picture of him and kneeling, I was just like, the squirrel probably has to be freaking out. Like,
yeah, that's a little much, I would think, but...
Like, what happens if the squirrel just one day is just like, enough of this, I'm jumping off of this man, and I'm...
going to live my life.
I'm just going to say when I get vibes from this situation, much like Air Bud and the clown. Kind of like the squirrel is probably not happy to be doing this, much like Air Bud was not happy to have to go do those birthday parties with that mean clown. And the squirrel dreams of running away one day and being able to be free. And I don't know if the squirrel wants to play basketball and hang out with a new family, or maybe he just wants to hang out in a tree. I don't know.
Yeah, he should be out there burying nuts for winter, and he's out there taking pictures and kneeling.
Now,
I bet the other squirrels hate him.
Now, I was going to say, on the other hand, Cam, you raise a good point. Like, he doesn't have to worry about burying nuts. He probably just gets fed, I would imagine, so he might have a good life.
He's kind of a celebrity squirrel. All the other squirrels are jealous.
Are squirrels in the zoo happy? Not squirrels, but animals in the zoo happy? Probably not, right?
No,
yeah. They don't have to do the work either, right? They just bring the food to them, so maybe they, I don't know.
They don't look sad. Well, the gorillas usually look sad.
Yeah,
they all kind of look
they're
sad.
They're too smart for that.
They're more like us. Like they're
like in prison, basically.
Yeah, you can tell their emotions are, like, I feel like they are sad, which makes me sad.
Then you're kind of like a sad gorilla.
Yeah, basically.
In a roundabout way.
I am a gorilla. Evolution, man.
You got the squirrel as overrated or underrated?
I'm going to go overrated. I feel like the guy carrying the squirrel around is basically just the NCAA benefiting off the squirrel's likeness.
Yeah.
And the squirrel – now, sure, you can argue, yeah, the squirrel's getting room and board. The squirrel's getting housing, and he's getting his costs covered for his clothing, his uniforms. He's getting a meal stipend and all that. But, I mean, still – this guy's the one benefiting off the squirrel's image and likeness. So I think it's unfair to the squirrel. I think the squirrel should either be paid or he should go free.
It's a good take.
Free the squirrel. Free the squirrel.
Free the squirrel. Free the squirrel.
Free the squirrel. Yeah. Last call on the other side.